Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is kind of an old home week for me. We're going out on the line to Derek Walbank, who is the Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post, but there's a Michigan connection. Good evening, Derek. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell us, well, first of all, you used to be here at the Lansing State Journal, so we'll tell them your Michigan roots, first of all.
Yeah, that's right. I was a reporter with the Lansing State Journal, and before that spent a little bit of time on campus at Michigan State University for my undergrad.
Just a little bit of time.
Yeah, just a little bit.
How long have you been in Washington, Derek?
Well, Cheryl, I've been in Washington for, it's a little more than 2 years now, covering politics, Congress, and the White House.
And a little different than covering politics in Lansing?
You know, it's a lot. You'd be surprised, maybe not in a good way, that it's a little bit the same. It's just a little bit bigger, and there's a little bit more money involved.
Everything's ramped up a bit, but kind of the same idea, huh?
Exactly.
Very good. Well, I was looking through the Minnesota Post website. Boy, you're a prolific writer. You're everywhere.
You know, some things don't change.
That is true.
I wound up writing a lot at the State Journal, and you know, they just... Your editors will never say no to a story. That's what I'm kind of finding out.
Well, you and I both know they never say no to a good story, Derek.
So exactly.
They do say no. They just don't say no to a good story. And one that caught my eye and part of the reason for wanting to chat with you, other than to catch up a bit, is the article you wrote 2 days ago, which means it's ancient news. But it was titled "Washington Pauses Healthcare Debate Postponed After Giffords Shooting." And I guess I wanted to talk to you about, you know, everybody back with the new year. Being sworn in and so forth. What do you notice, for having been there a couple of years, how the mood has changed with these horrific attacks in Arizona?
Well, it's interesting, Cheryl, because everyone stopped and said, boy, this could be me. Everyone does these events. Everybody does these events. We had lawmakers in my state and, of course, in Michigan who were doing them over the weekend at the same time that this happened. Many of them got the call in the middle of these events that something had happened. And so I think a lot of lawmakers, a lot of staff were thinking about their own personal safety. And then the other thing is that Capitol Hill is a very tight-knit community. Everyone seems to know everybody, and so a lot of people knew somebody in the office. I talked with a lot of people who knew somebody who had died or who had been injured. And so, you know, there's that thought of something's just happened to a friend of yours. And the immediate reaction was to put life on hold. Right now, we were supposed to be having the debate and vote, literally right now, about the House repealing the health care reform law. That's out. That's been postponed till at least next week. And in place, the House is considering a resolution honoring the victims. The debate all day has been messages of love and hope and tribute rather than partisan rancor on that. But I'll tell you, I don't expect that to last long.
I was just going to say, you and I post things on Facebook, and I noticed you said we're gonna talk about civility, and that's exactly where we're leading with this conversation. That it'll happen for a while, and then it'll become business as usual again. You're guessing.
Oh, I'm totally absolutely. It's already started. You know, look, I walked out of the metro station this morning, headed to the Capitol, and at the top of the escalator were a group of far, far left activists who had signs up that said Obama equals Hitler, and Obama's worse than Hitler. Of course, he's not. But you know, and we've seen rhetoric from people immediately backtracking on some of the things that they said. You know, it's Sharon Angle, a Republican out in Nevada, who said that we ought to have Second Amendment solutions to some of the problems, and elected congressman from Florida, whose short-time chief of staff said that, you know, we're going to get him at the ballot box, and if we don't, then, you know, maybe something more. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of rhetoric that's been flying around, and the unfortunate thing, Cheryl, is that people aren't apologizing for this stuff. They're trying to cover their tracks, and that's what leads me to say, you know, I don't think that we're long for this civility. You know, I think it was interesting. Sarah Palin had this now infamous map of 20 congressional districts, including Gabrielle Giffords in Arizona, with gun sights over them. It was meant to be targeting and this, that, and the other. No one says that she actually wanted somebody to shoot Giffords. That's ridiculous. But her first move, the first move by people associated with Palin, wasn't to put out a statement. It was to go delete that from her political action committee's website. I mean, that's sort of the environment that we're in here, and we're already seeing that now. So I think we'll be back to partisan rancor as usual in no time flat.
And I actually did see that picture you mentioned with the crosshairs on Sarah Palin's, and like you said, it was simply meaning these are seats and areas we're targeting. It certainly didn't mean, you know, like you said, that they want anybody to go shoot anybody. But you think there might be a better response than just removing it, but saying, hey, this was not our intention, obviously.
You know, and that's the thing that we've got to figure is we've got to figure out what the right tenor is to say. You know, certainly. Violent imagery is rife in politics going back to forever. I mean, everyone talks about we're in a battle, we're in a war, we're in a this, that, and the other. But it seems to me there's got to be a difference, right, between having this political combat and at the same time talking about tyranny and armed insurrections and things like that. Because if you're really serious about that, then, you know, I'm sure that the United States Marine Corps would like to have a word with you, and they'll go put that down, and we'll be back to business as usual. If that's not what you really mean, if you're talking about politics, you know, let's talk about politics, and let's keep this about issues, you know, rather than all of this silliness. And you know, it may not necessarily be related to Giffords' shooter. We don't know what in the world he was thinking, but I don't think that there's any place really in political discourse to be talking about revolution. You've got to be pretty serious to be talking about that sort of thing, and I don't think we're there.
No, I would agree, and I find it very distasteful when people use an event like this to further their own agendas, just use it as a jumping-off point, and I find that very distasteful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just pull the reins back a little bit, and you know, let's... Look, why can't we all say, you know, we have different ideas? You know, we're not all going to form the same political party. We all think differently about different things. You know, but let's try and get to a point where we can disagree with each other without demonizing each other necessarily.
I would agree. I'm going to ask you when you're going to run, Derek.
you know, how about never? Yeah, I enjoy covering it, but I don't think that I'm electable, and I think my wife would have something to say to me if I tried.
I'm guessing so. Well, Derek, I'm going to keep you on speed dial because I love having some insight in Washington D.C. politics from somebody who's covering it and sees it all every day. So I hope to be able to talk to you again.
Absolutely, great to talk with you again, Cheryl.
You as well. Thanks so much, Derek. Have a good night. Very good. We've been talking with Derek Wallbank, a Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post, who was here just 2 years ago working at the Lansing State Journal covering politics and education. Great to hear him there. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this, coming back with Kevin Grasha, who is a Lansing State Journal writer on the ex-Okemos teacher, the trial that's continuing today. We'll be right back.